know there is a lot of sadness in the world in the last few months. A lot of depression. You know, the CDC publicized a study in August about depression. And they saw that the way the numbers of the dead and the sick of the COVID-19 virus is growing, so too the depression and fears and anxiety is growing among the population. 11% from the whole study, when you take the whole study together, said that they had active thoughts of committing suicide in the months of June and July that came out in August. When you break it down to numbers, young people between the age of 18 and 24, 25% had active, not people who said, I wish I would be dead. I'm talking about people who had plans, thoughts, to commit, it was an option to commit suicide. 25% means everyone, it's a quarter of the people. And among the people who lost their jobs, 30% said that they had active thoughts of giving up on life. This is from the official studies. I made my own study in our community. I talked to one psychologist who is a school psychologist. He tells me, you know, I am depressed from how many teenagers who are talking about suicide. Another psychologist who just opened his practice a few months before the coronavirus told me that the phone doesn't stop ringing. People are begging him to see family members. They are so desperate. A lot of sadness around. And Simcha's Torah in 1976, the Rebbe spoke about the concept of Simcha, joy. The Rebbe said something very interesting. There is a mitzvah in the Torah to rejoice yourself, to be happy, to serve God with joy. God wanted that people, that Jewish people, not just to serve, not just serve Him, not just do mitzvahs, but do the mitzvahs with joy. Just as there is a mitzvah to put on film, or is a mitzvah to light candles, and the specific rules for how to do it, there is a mitzvah, an obligation of every one of us to serve God with joy. Now, here is the catch. Putting a film, you put it on, you do the blessing, you say the prayer, you take it off, you're done. You light candles, you light the candles, you're done. Serving God with joy, because God wants us to serve God every minute of our life. Not just only when we do mitzvahs. Also when we eat, when we drink, when we sleep, we're serving God. We have to have in mind that we do it because God wants us to be healthy, because God wants us to eat, we should be able to serve and should be stronger. We're going to work to make a living. We should be able to support our family. It's a mitzvah. It's written in the ketubah, I have to support my wife. It means every minute of my day, I have to be in a state of joy and happiness. This is much harder than just doing a mitzvah and moving on. But God didn't just give us a mitzvah and He walked away. He gave us the tools how to reach the state of mind of happiness. Just like there is gas stations that you are there to fill up your tank with gas, God created joy stations, not geographicals in different places, but in time. In the Jewish calendar, God created 3 Jewish stations. You recharge your batteries with joy and happiness at the 3 Jewish holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Now, there is something unique about the Jewish holidays. A secular holiday is one day. Finished. 4th of July is one day. Thanksgiving is one day. Now they made Thanksgiving like a Jewish holiday. It's a week. It's 3 days before. It's 3 days after. People are leaving. They're not working. The schools are closing. A whole party. But the original, it's one day. I remember when we came to Solon, the first year, we were looking to go to, we used to do the services in the high school. We went to the superintendent, Joe Gano, who just passed away, blessed memory. And I told him I want to rent a room in the school, and it was good they closed the school at that time, the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I told him, I have a problem. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, what are you going to do? I told him, why? If you close for Rosh Hashanah, why you don't close for 2 days? He tells me, nobody answered. Nobody ever asked me. Why? Because in the Jewish, in the world, in America, holiday is one day. Finished. In Judaism, Pesach. In Israel, it's 7 days. In the diaspora, it's 8 days. Sukkot. In Israel, it's 8 days. In the diaspora, it's 9 days. It's never ending. Every time I see when parents tell me, we'll send the kids to Jewish day schools. I say, the school year starts in September. They don't go even 2 weeks to school. Rosh Hashanah, 2 days. A week later, Yom Kippur. Then at 10 days, they say, ever go to school and paying so much tuition, they're always on. Is anybody working there? God made the holiday 7 days for a purpose, for a reason. That we should constantly, completely get out of our system, of our routine. You should like you're going on vacation. 7 days out, the Sunday is not the same Sunday, and the Monday is not the same Monday, and the Friday is not the same Friday. You completely forget from your routine. It's not like you one day holiday, you go back to your routine. And you celebrate with family and friends, and you read, and you learn, and this gives you, puts you in a different state of mind, of joy. And this gives you, gives you energy, recharge your batteries until the next holiday. That's what it's all about. Why is it so important to God that the Jew should be rejoicing, should be happy? Should be smiling, should be in a good mood. First of all, from a technical point, when you do a mitzvah and you're happy, it's better. You're really excited about it. You do it the best way. Well, this brings us to the parsha of this week. This is the beginning. This week, we're going to read Bereshit, the first parsha in the Torah. The way we start Shabbat Bereshit, that's the way it goes the rest of the year. We read, everybody knows the story about Adam and Eve. Put in the Garden of Eden. God told them, don't eat from the tree of knowledge. And he ate. And then God revealed himself and told them, no, Mr. Adam, why ate from the tree of knowledge? What he said? He blamed his wife. What should he do if not blame his wife? I mentioned that many times. Once that guy told me, why you get married? Because you cannot blame the government and everything. Therefore, you have to get married. You have to blame your wife. He blamed his wife. God turns to Eve and says, why you did it? She blamed the snake. God said, all of them, God told them what is going to be the consequence, the punishment of eating from the tree of knowledge. So the snake, he told them, you will be crawling on the earth, on the ground, and eating dirt. The punishment for Eve is, everybody knows, she has labor pain from childbirth. What will be the punishment for the man? He will have to work out, to toil, to make a living. That everybody knows. Thank God, everybody knows the story. It's a pleasure. I wish there'd be a few more stories that everybody knows. You know, there's the movie, The Ten Commandments. People know the story. Now this, the two stories everybody knows. Then it comes to the other stories in the Bible, you're talking to the walls. Nobody knows what you're talking about. And that's it. And you tell them, you say the same story every year, it's new. Like nobody ever heard it. A pleasure, I don't have to prepare anything. I said the same story again and again and again. Then the question is, the Rebbe once pointed out, that God, the idea of toiling for a living is not something that came after the sin of eating from the tree of knowledge. When God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he told them that he put them there to walk the garden. Le'ovda. La'avod means to walk. Rabota, to take care of the garden and to protect it. To say that to toil was a punishment? Toil is not a punishment. There are millions of people in the world who love their job. Millions who don't, I know that. But there are millions who love their job. They get up in the morning, they're excited. They go to do scientists and doctors and bricklayers and workers and builders and cabinet makers, all types of people. They feel a sense of satisfaction, of enjoyment. They love it. Walking is not a punishment. God actually created the world in this way, purposely. He did not make a complete world because he wants men to be partners in his creation. He wants them to be partners, not employees. He wants them to take pride and excitement in making the world a better place. That's what God told. That's a punishment? That's not a punishment. Walking is not a punishment if you enjoy it. The answer is when you look a little inside the Bible in Hebrew, you'll discover something that it's lost in the translation. In Hebrew, it's written, not to the woman, not you have a child labor pain. It's written, Be'etzev teldi banim. You will give birth with sadness. Etzev means sadness, to be sad. You'll be sad when you give birth. By men, it's written, Be'itzavon tochlena, you'll eat from the land with sadness. Etzev, Be'itzavon. And by the woman, it's written twice, Arbe etzvoner. God says, I will increase your sadness, and with sadness, you'll give birth. Maybe that's what postpartum depression is all about. By the woman, it's written twice, sadness. By the man, it's once. Some commentaries say that from the man it's even more because it's written with a long nun, but I'll not confuse you. It's confusing enough as it is. Something interesting. They make studies, surveys. They ask women, what was the most compelling thing about your husband that you chose to marry him? You fell in love with him. What do you like about him the most? The number one answer is, it makes me laugh. When I'm down, it cheers me up. Obviously, women need more cheer up, help from an outside help than men. It started from the sin of the Garden of Eden, from eating from the tree of knowledge. God came down sadness to the world. Now, that's why at Mount Sinai, when God gave the Torah, he made a point to tell the Jewish people. It's written in the Bible in Deuteronomy, when it speaks about the curses, it's written, why you get all of this? Because you didn't serve God with joy. Not only you didn't serve God, you didn't serve God with joy. That's the reason why you say, why you, all the Torah is coming to the Jewish people. Because the Torah came, Mount Sinai, came to correct, to fix the sin of the tree of knowledge. But what Adam and Eve were thrown out from the Garden of Eden, the beginning of fixing it started at Mount Sinai. As we come closer to the time of Moshiach, when we're going back to the original plan before the sin, we're supposed to go back to the state of the Garden of Eden. We have to eradicate Satan's sadness from the world. That's why came the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was born 300 years ago. And he bought the Hasidic movement, that the main thing of the Hasidic movement, one of the number one issues of the Hasidic movement, is to serve God with joy. In the Hasidic world, sadness is the biggest offense. As long as you are happy, you have hope. You get sad, you get depressed, oy vey. That's bad news. We're coming from Simchas Torah. It's called the joy of the Torah. The real way to find joy is when you learn Torah. You know, you can say Al-Chaim, it could help a little bit to get happy, but it's a short-time solution. The real solution is that you learn Torah. Anybody who learns Torah, he feels uplifted. He feels more happy, has a purpose. It takes him out from the regular nonsense. He is elevated. When he walks away from a class, he feels upbeat. Everyone has to make himself, make sure that he learns Torah at least once a week. And you know, Shabbat Bereshit, this Shabbos, the way we start the Shabbat Bereshit, the first Shabbos, that's the way it goes for the rest of the year. And you make a decision. It's like a new resolution. You make a decision on Shabbat Bereshit, the first Shabbos of the year that we start to read the first parsha in the Torah, that will carry on for the rest of the year until next Simchas Torah. The best decision to make now, a person who learns Torah is a happy person. Let's join the happy club. Thank you.